Proclamation number 5597 of 9th of February, 1953. Love is the Christ life in man. My yoke is gentle. To make God's will your own at all times is your task, the work you should do on yourselves. It can be laborious work, but it can also be easy, depending on the nature of your will, i.e., how far you are still distant from God and therefore also of a will which is opposed to His. For a long distance from God also requires an enormous path to return. Then your work may well be arduous, but it can be overcome. Then, the kingdom of heaven needs force for you to seize it. But if you have already come closer to Him, if you are no longer so stubborn in your resistance, if you have directed your will and desire towards Him, then your soul's work will also be easy for you. Then the burden is light and the yoke is not heavy. Enter into the will of God. Submit yourselves completely to Him and submit to His commandments. Then you will make God's will your own, and then you will certainly reach your aim, the union with God on this earth. But you enter this earth, the earthly world, with a will which is still opposed to God, in which you should thus change yourselves and your will. And therefore you still belong to the one who placed this God-opposing will in you, which was the cause of your former apostasy from God. You yourselves as human beings are no match for His power and cunning. You would never ever succeed in your weakness, in your lack of strength, the consequence of your distance from God. To wrest yourselves from His power, you would never ever succeed in turning your will towards God by your own strength. And that is why Jesus Christ came to your help. Thus with Jesus Christ you can now detach yourselves from the enemy of your souls and completely subordinate your will to God's will, but without Jesus Christ it is impossible for you. Your earthly task is therefore now very simple. To make use of His help in the work of the soul, in the transformation of your will. And you secure His help for yourselves as soon as you believe in Him and keep His commandments. For it is God's commandments which the man Jesus taught to you. It is the fulfillment of the divine will if you live at Christ's teaching. But you alone would be too weak to fulfill these commandments if you did not avail yourselves of His help, of His grace acquired on the cross, which enables you to do everything that is God's will. You should live in love. For love is strength, and you voluntarily gave this up when you became unloving, when you therefore fell into the abyss. It is easy for a person to live a life of love if his will is turned towards God, but only if Christ came alive in him. If his love for people was recognized and also awakened love in his own heart. For love infallibly transforms the will and directs it towards God. Love, therefore, is the life of Christ in the human being, and love is also the change of will and nature in the human being. No one can become blessed without Jesus Christ. Because no one can become blessed without love. Jesus Christ is embodied love and therefore God Himself. And thus your task on earth is to return to God, to revive the love in you which you once voluntarily gave away. But which then also inevitably draws your will to God. And since you yourselves are too weak as human beings on this earth, call upon the eternal love itself for help, which in Jesus Christ will also surely come to your aid. acknowledge Jesus Christ as God's Son and Redeemer of the world, then you will also start your return. Then he himself will take hold of you with his love and draw you. For he earned the right for himself as a human being through his death on the cross. Through his blood he ransomed you from the one who holds you captive. And now you can become blessed if you only want to. For he strengthens this will so that it will no longer turn away from God but strive towards him as long as he dwells on earth. Amen.